tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Welcome, listeners. You are tuned in to The Hope Show today, and wow, what a message I have planned for you today. And I am all hyped up on caffeine this morning, so I'm feeling like a little chipmunk, just running and running. So, hallelujah. Praise God today. It's going to be a great day. I'm so happy that all of you could tune in today. Last year, I had a great opportunity to go on a women's retreat with a very dear friend of mine for 2 days. And it was so beautiful and so peaceful down there. I had an amazing time, and I learned a lot. And when it was time to leave, I wasn't ready to come back home yet because it was just so beautiful and so inspiring. But anyway, today's message is going to be a little bit about kind of tying that all in together. It was inspired by my trip from last year. And it has been laid on my heart this week that this would be about today's message, that I want to revisit the importance of doing missionary work. It was an amazing time down there, like I said, and I would highly recommend that if any of you have the opportunity to go to some type of a Christian retreat, that you should go. It is so worth it. You'll come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the world. And so, anyway, I hope each of you have had a very blessed week since our last visit. And as all of you know, my shows are uploaded each week on my podcast page, and they're available at your listening convenience a couple hours after I have aired over there on www.shaziz.com. So I want to encourage each of you to get on that page and even to comment for me. Let me know what you think. Give me some ideas of what you want to hear for this Hope Show. Make some suggestions for upcoming shows. After all, folks, this is your show. Each and every one of you is very important to me, and I care very deeply for all of you. And I want to help. I want to make a difference in your life. So if you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, and you can friend me, and if you need to get a message to me like that, you can do that. My phone will tell me of any new notifications or anything that come in. So anyway, this week's message is entitled United to Rescue. The message that I have prepared for you this week is about being a missionary in your life, right where you are, right now. Oftentimes, when you think of missionaries, you think of a member of a religious group, someone who dedicates their life to going to faraway places to help people in need. These missionaries may stay long periods of time in a foreign land to provide help, to make a difference in the lives of others, to build churches, or to help feed the hungry, or to help build homes or orphanages, to offer medical assistance to the sick or offer services in education. There's just a number of things that one can do to help other people in need. The word missionary, though, means to send. A missionary is a person or persons sent to somewhere with a specific mission. To do charitable works for those who are less fortunate, generally. And the purpose of a missionary is to understand their role, learn the culture of where they're at, learn to speak the language of where they're at, keep a sweet and honest spirit, adjust to new environments, identify with people. That's a big one, identify with people. Affirm the call to serve others. Focus on their assignment. Be accountable for their decisions and their actions. And to live closely to the word of the Lord. However, you don't have to go very far away. You don't have to go to those faraway lands to be a missionary. You can do all of these things right where you are today, at this moment, wherever you're living, in your community, in your neighborhood. You know, there's so much work to be done here at home, just as there is in faraway lands. So the work is never done, you know. I mean, it's just overwhelming, you know, what the Lord needs from each of us, you know, and all of us have to take our, do our part. You can do all these things, like I said, though, right here, right where you're at. So you can be a missionary for your family, your community, your workplace, wherever that need is. But you have to make the most of your time. Time sure does seem to fly by, doesn't it? And my mother used to tell me all the time, you know, I'd watch and I'd wait and you know, you'd want Christmas or you'd want your birthday to come along or whatever, and she'd say, honey, it's going to fly by quicker than you know, and each year that goes by is going to fly by even faster. And as a child, I thought that was kind of silly, but now as I've grown up, I realize that there's a lot of truth in that. Time truly does fly by. It gets away from us. And on the other hand, in some situations, it may seem like it just creeps. But no matter how fast or slow it feels like, time does go by. Each of us only have a predetermined amount of time on this earth. And with that in mind, I ask you right now, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time right now? Because time is such a precious, precious gift. If you're wasting your time on foolishness, maybe it's a good time right now for you to make a decision to change your outlook and start looking ahead to new ways of doing things. Perhaps you'll decide to be a missionary right now, in your life, in the lives of the people that you come into contact with every day, and even beyond that, to total strangers that you meet. Make a connection with everyone that you meet. That is so, so important. Make a connection. Even if you're just passing down the sidewalk and you see someone, just say a little hello to them. You know, make that connection. Make some eye contact. It makes all the world a difference. Perhaps change comes from a new vision, a new goal, a renewed faith, a renewed hope. Whatever the change is that you decide to make, find your purpose and be encouraged. Be brave. Live with abandon, folks. I encourage you, I challenge you to live with abandon. Renew your spirit. You must know that in your heart, you are on this earth for a very valuable and important purpose. Do you know what that purpose is? Have you ever thought about it? Asked yourself that question? What was your answer? Do you now know, or are you still walking around trying to find that purpose? If you have discovered your purpose, then are you fulfilling that purpose? Or are you wasting that valuable time and talent on foolish things, worldly things? Are you going to sit on the sidelines and just let the world pass you by, just watch your life pass you by? Or are you going to go about the business of accomplishing great works and deeds? Are you an active participant in your life? What are some things that you can do to find your purpose? Because millions of people ask themselves that same question every day. Why am I here? Well, let me share some things with you, some suggestions on how you might be able to find that purpose or that passion in your life. And I hope this little list of suggestions will help you out, make you think a little bit, and give you a clearer idea, possibly. Number one, make a list of things you do for fun. Make a list of things you do for fun. Include parts of your job that you really like. And include your hobbies, too. If you had $1 million and no worries whatsoever about money, how would you choose to spend it? List your passions, the things that you love doing, and why they are so fulfilling to you. One thing I've been doing lately, I enjoy doing fake flower arrangements. And I used to do that out of my home, and I made money on that, but it was a hobby. It was kind of a little side job just for fun because my flower arrangements aren't work at all. They're pleasure. But I've been volunteering at a local thrift store for the last year, and just in the last, probably 4 months, I guess, my talents were kind of found out by the manager, and so she's kind of given me the job of making floral arrangements for the store to brighten up the store, pretty it up, you know, and to sell, too, and things like that. And I go in there every Friday, and I absolutely love going in there. I'll go in there about 3 or 4 hours, and it's just a pleasure. It's not even work. It's just fun, you know, and that's a passion of mine. That's a hobby, and, you know, I could sell these, but why? You know, I'm just volunteering. I'm just doing it to help somebody else, and I think, you know, most of the time when you're a thrift store person, you're short on money as it is, and so it brings me great joy. It blesses me to know that I can make these beautiful flower arrangements for people, and folks that don't have a lot of money to do things can go in here and take one of them home and enjoy it in front of them, you know, for a long time, you know. Artificial flowers don't die. And so that is a passion for me. That's something I enjoy doing. So, but number two, write down the names of people you admire and why you admire them. When you are done being honest and thorough with your list, then take a long look at the list and know that what you appreciate in others is also in you. Think about that for a moment. The people that you admire the people that you look up to, the things that you appreciate about them, if you think about it long enough and hard enough, you can find those same qualities in yourself. You're attracted to these qualities because they speak to you. So adopt these admirations of others as a way for yourself to live, and adopt them as your own actions. Number 3, make a list of things that you do naturally without even thinking about it. Take me, for example, with my flower arrangements. That is just something that comes so natural to me. I can put them things together in no time flat. It's easy for me to do. There's probably something in your own life that you can do that you find that's very easy to do. Maybe that's quilting. Maybe that's working on an automobile. Maybe you are great with landscaping. But there's always something. You may not even think you're talented, but you are. And so dig deep down inside yourself. Everyone is good at something. And so that is where your natural talent lies, something that you don't even have to think about. So, and it may also help to ask others for some feedback as well, because others always are more easily able to see our talents than sometimes that we are. Some of these talents may include an eye for detail, a sense of humor, a nurturing side, the ability of discernment, the ability to focus intently, or to be playful. Maybe you're good at with tending to the elderly, you know, whatever it is. And even look at the times that you got yourself in trouble, you know, as a child maybe. If you turn them around in a positive light, you may actually find a gem of a natural talent that you hadn't really truly appreciated before. All these things done naturally, without much consideration or effort, these are what they call your genius, you know, your genius talents, your natural talents, you know. Some people are great at math or music, but there are many types of genius as well. For example, genius mothers, genius teachers, genius listeners, and genius independent thinkers, just to name a few. You may even be a genius at having compassion or showing empathy for someone or feeling sympathy. Maybe you have a knack for giving kindness and love and consideration, encouragement to people. You may be a genius in discernment or forgiveness or loyalty or friendship, other relationships, or even money matters. The list could go on forever and ever. But we are meant to use our genius, our natural talent, in order to serve the purpose for our life. Number 4, look at your passions. Look at your actions. Look at that genius list that you just wrote down, or your natural talents, and spend 10 minutes every morning doing something from one of those lists. It'll make you feel great. It'll give you a boost for the morning. It'll just start your day off right. So look at those passions, look at those lists, and take 10 minutes every morning, pick something from that list, and make that a goal to do that today. And notice how you feel. By definition, if you're living your life with purpose, you will feel exhilarated, excited, happy, alive. If you're not feeling these things, I suggest you go back to your list and see if there's anything you forgot to write down. Or do the one thing on your list that you've been avoiding because it's so scary to you. Does everybody have that one thing on your list that's kind of intimidating? You'd like to do it. You think you'd be good at it. And yet, you're just kind of intimidated by it. Maybe that's the one thing on your list that you need to target in on. Feel your fear and do it anyway. It's normal and natural to feel scared when stepping into your life purpose or stepping into something new, unfamiliar ground. A quote from a man named Fritz says, "Fear is really just excitement without the breath." Don't you just love that, folks? Don't you just love that? I love that. Fear is really just excitement without the breath. Wow. So keep breathing and take that next step. if it's worth doing, you're probably going to feel a little scared doing it at first. But do it anyway, because you'll be blessed. But don't look at it as impossible. And don't let your fear define who you are or who you will be. Don't let your fear stop you from pressing on to greater and greater things. Because all of us must face our fears head on to get beyond our fears. So once you take that first step to dispel your fear, it will no longer hold you captive. Isn't that amazing? Wow! Take that first step into the unknown, cast that fear aside, and that let it no longer hold you captive, folks. You are free. You are free. There's no longer anything to fear. Fear is simply fear of the unknown. Fear is simply the fear of the unknown. And once you've conquered that, you have won the battle. You've won the battle. Woo! So look for ways to incorporate your passions, your actions, and your genius more and more and more into your life. Because as you do this, your life purpose will begin to unfold before your very eyes. And keep in mind, that purpose isn't always found right away. But sometimes, it's along the journey. Life is about the journey. I hope you will find these tips most helpful for finding your own purpose if you haven't already. If you didn't catch all these tips or you want to be able to listen again or write them down, today's show will be uploaded to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com later. So the message and the tips will be accessible to you and you will be able to pause and write as you need to. Ephesians 5:14 says, "Wake up, sleeper, and rise above the things of the world." Wake up, sleeper, and rise above the things of the world. Did you know that people are watching you every day? They are. They're watching you every day. Watching your actions, watching what you say, you know? So we are a light onto other people's path. Make that a good light. They are, you know. We need to be a light upon their path. You know, we need to be leading them and being a good example to them. We really need to be careful how we live. Don't live in ignorant ways, but live as wise people. We need to be missionaries to our fellow brothers and sisters. We need to stand united to rescue each and every one of us out there, no man nor woman left behind. All of our fellow brothers and sisters, take them by the hand and lead them with you. We need to have purpose to serve our life and to serve the lives of others. We need to pull them out of the trenches, folks, right where they are, right now, and you can begin to do that, right where you're at, in your own home, in your own community, your neighborhood, wherever you're at, in your workplace. You can do that right now. You can start pulling your fellow brothers and sisters up out of those trenches and bringing them with you to the salvation, to the goal, the end goal. People in need are all around us every day. You only have to step outside your door to look around and really take it all in, folks, to see that the need is there everywhere, everywhere. Make good use of every opportunity you have. Don't waste one opportunity. You may not get it back. And that opportunity might be the make or break for someone else. As I said earlier, we are all here on earth for only a predetermined time. These days are full of dark times indeed, and there is no time to waste on foolishness. We must stand tall, stand brave, stand united, and live our lives as if we are on a rescue mission, because indeed that's exactly what we are. We are on a rescue mission for God. We are on a rescue mission to save our fellow brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, hallelujah for that. I'm just on fire today, folks, to tell you, you know, and share with you about this missionary trip that I took a year ago, you know, I'm still on fire for that. And just all the things that you can do just around you. It's just amazing. There's so much work to be done. It's a mission to save as many brothers and sisters as possible. We have an assignment, folks, but are we fulfilling it? Are we fulfilling it? Are we reaching the goal? Are we going to choose to serve others with our precious life so long as our lives hold out? Or are we going to choose that it's just too hard and just choose to let someone else do it for us? Fellow brothers and sisters, we are missionaries put on this earth to find ourselves, to find our way, and then pay it forward by loving and helping our fellow brothers and sisters from the same pitfalls that we've experienced. We are here to be one another's mentors and caretakers. We are our brothers, sisters, keepers, meant to carry one another's burdens, mentor them, guide them in times of difficulty, love them, encourage them, and show them the same grace and mercy that has been shown to us, folks. How many times have we messed up? How many times have we made mistakes? How many times have we ourselves had to been picked up by our shoulder straps and put back on solid ground again? There was always someone there for you. So don't let your fellow brothers and sisters down. Be there for someone else. Show them that same grace and mercy that was given to you by God, by another human being, whatever the case may be. Maybe you don't think those people deserve some grace or forgiveness and mercy, but they do. You didn't deserve it either, but you got it too. So pay it forward. Pass it on. Show that same grace and mercy and forgiveness, for nobody is perfect. Nobody. So I'm going to go ahead and take a little short break here, and when I come back, we'll talk some more about this.
Makes me tired. Praising my own name leaves me dry. There's gotta be so much more to life than this. A higher calling that I missed. I want my life to count every breath. Give you all that I am.
worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy. Worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, worship your holy name. Bless you, time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm so happy that all of you could join me today. I hope you're enjoying the message so far. For those of you who are just tuning in today, my message is about being united to rescue. The message I have prepared for you this week is about being a missionary in your life, right where you are planted right now on earth, in your community, in your neighborhood, your job, whatever it is, in your church. You don't have to travel to foreign lands to be a missionary. You can set the example, be a light onto someone's path, give them guidance, educate them, help them where help is needed, right where you are right now, without even traveling very far at all. All you have to do is just step outside your door and opportunities will come. Actually, you can simply, you know, just step out wherever you're at, you know, just like I said, I kind of got off the beaten track there for a moment, folks, sorry. But anyway, just step outside your house, you know, take a walk down through the neighborhood or whatever, you know, while you're getting your cup of coffee in the morning. There's opportunities everywhere. Just take a long, hard look at the world around you and see that the people of this world are in such desperate need, you know, to know the truth and to have that beacon, you know. And you can do that for someone. We need change in our lives, folks. We need to rise to that challenge. There are millions and billions of people who need to be reached, to be rescued. And, you know, time is running out. We need to do this now, as of yesterday. Don't put it off until tomorrow. We could be missionaries for these people, messengers of hope to the lost and to a dying world. Every one of us have the ability to be that missionary, to be that person, to unite, to rescue. A missionary is simply a person who believes, a person who is sent somewhere with a purpose or an assignment or a goal, and that is to help reach the people of the world, one person at a time. We can be a great influence to those around us. We can impact hundreds and thousands and millions of people in our lives in ways that you just don't even have no idea. Sometimes we may not see the impact we may have on a person's life, but the impact has been made, whether you see it or not. We can all make a difference. It's our choice. We must lift our voices unashamed until all have heard the good news and the truth, and never give up until that mission, our purpose is complete. We must each and every one be careful and mindful of what we think about, too. As I've said many times on my show, our life is shaped by our thoughts, folks. If you don't believe me, wake up one morning grumbling and complaining and feeling negative and see how the rest of your day goes. But wake up in the morning on a positive note that life is going to be great today. Today is going to be amazing, and see how your day goes. Our thoughts, our life is shaped by our thoughts. Think about that for a moment. Whatever is in your heart is eventually going to show up in your everyday life. Whatever is inside you will eventually find its way out, whether it's negative or positive, where anyone and everyone can see it. And so it is good to be aware, to know, to be careful of what we say and what we do in our home as well as outside of our home, because everyone sees, watches, takes it all in, trust me. So that alone is very important and should give you a huge incentive to monitor the things that you allow to shape your heart. A large part of guarding your heart means learning to control your thoughts, your words, your disposition, and your general outlook on life. What you think usually comes out in what you say. I know I've had a lot of experience with that in the past. You know, I'm sure you've probably all heard the saying, you know, put your foot in your mouth. Well, sometimes mine goes clear up to my knee. So, anyway, always got to be careful of what you say, because, or what you're thinking, because it'll usually come out in what you say. What you say affects how you feel, and it shows up in your overall attitude. I say this again, I can't emphasize this enough, folks. Be very careful, because people are watching your actions and listening to what you say. So be a light upon someone's path and not a hindrance. You don't want to cause someone else to fall because of something you said or something you did. You don't want to be the cause of someone straying away from God because of something that you said or you did. In the course of the everyday life, this determines how you handle all your circumstances, whether you will have peace or you're going to fall apart during those stressful situations. It determines how you will respond to others, either with compassion and understanding or with judgment and arrogance. Your mind is supposed to be in control of what your body does, but sometimes we fail to exercise the authority over that. We allow ourselves to get sloppy with our lives. We must remind ourselves daily to be a person of integrity. And not just daily, but sometimes it's a moment-by-moment thing. Sometimes it's an hour-by-hour thing. It's all day long, you know, especially for me sometimes. You know, I have to remind myself all the time, you know, don't be sloppy. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're doing. Don't get impatient. Things like that. So, be a person of integrity. Be a light onto somebody's path. Keep your word to yourself and to others. Let your actions match your words. Sometimes people will say one thing, and then they'll do something else that will bring about the exact opposite result. This can be very damaging to your integrity in the sight of others who are looking to you for guidance. You may not even be aware that people are watching you and taking in what you say and how you respond, but rest assured, I can guarantee you, they most surely are. Your words and actions hold the power to bring others up or to tear them down. You must be careful and mindful at all times. Guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your tongue, guard your actions, everything. Because we don't want to cause someone else to stumble, as well as ourselves. We can make our own selves stumble too, and we don't want to do that. We must discipline our minds so that we can control our thinking and the direction of our thoughts. Because as I've said many, many, many times on my shows, and I'll continue to say it, for where our mind travels, our body will surely follow. Whatever happens, remember to do things that will keep you qualified for the purpose of your life. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, I harden my body with blows and bring it under complete control to keep myself from being disqualified after having called others to the contest. How about that, folks? Don't disappoint or let down your fellow brothers and sisters by letting your guard down or by the deception that's in your heart. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. We are the caretakers of our brothers and sisters, too. Don't do anything. Please don't do anything that would cause them to stumble and fall with you. We are all vulnerable to temptation. There is not one man nor woman nor child out there that is not vulnerable to temptation. If you recall, in a few of my shows, I've mentioned that we are Satan's favorite playground. Boy, are we. Satan knows exactly how to get to us, just what button to push every time. He monitors us. He stalks us, folks. You may think that's crazy, but he's not necessarily going after the non-believers because, you know, he already has them. But the believers, he is going to stalk them, trail them. You know, he's going to learn everything about us, inside and out. He's going to learn all of our weaknesses, and that is where he will get us. Maybe it's with a new car, a new home. Maybe it's ice cream, chocolates, cookies, whatever that weakness is, but it's by means of your very own insecurities. Whatever your weakness is, Satan knows. And Satan will hone in on that. A voice will whisper to you, "You know you want that. You know you can't do that. And so-and-so is so much better than I am. Or I'm so much better than you are." You will start visualizing what it would be like to have whatever your heart desires, and before you know it, you are caught in Satan's trap. Channel 666 broadcasts 24 hours a day, and it is programmed to cater to your weakness, folks. It is catered to your weakness. Its images appear better than what you know is right. But it never lives up to the advertising, folks. I can't emphasize that enough. It never lives up to the advertising. Don't fall for that. Whenever you find yourself tempted, you better check yourself. Immediately. The less you listen to the voices of temptation, the weaker the signal will become. Plan your escape route. Rescue yourself from temptation and rescue your fellow brothers and sisters with your stories, with your testimonies. Let your mess be a message to others. Each and every one of us has a story about our life to be told. Each and every one of us. We all have a history. We have all struggled with trials and tribulations. We all fall short of the glory of God. We have all made mistakes. We all have colorful pasts. Things we regret. Things we're ashamed of. Things we feel guilty about. We have all experienced loss in some form or another. And if someone out there tells you that they've never experienced these things, that they've never done anything wrong, they've never made a bad choice, they are lying to you, folks. I'm telling you. Because not one person is perfect out there. And we all, like I said, have a history. And it's some of us is colorful. Some of us is more colorful than others. But we've all done things. And so we've all experienced loss in one form or another. Perhaps it's the loss of a career, a family, loss of health, a house, maybe it's even a loved one. We have experienced joys and successes too, though. It doesn't matter so much what has happened as much as it matters how we responded to those circumstances when they did. Life can make you leave you feeling bitter, depressed, resentful, unforgiving, and filled with hate sometimes. Sometimes it becomes easy to place that blame on God. You know, why did God do this to me? God didn't do that to you, folks. And whatever you're going through right now, it is a lesson. It's a life lesson. And it's for your greater good later on. Maybe you don't like to hear that right now. Maybe you don't believe that right now. Maybe you think that it's a bunch of hogwash, you know? Maybe you just can't see the light at that end of that tunnel. But folks, I guarantee you, whatever you're going through right now, it was all planned from day one. It's a life lesson. You're going to get through it. God is walking by your side every moment, every step of the way. He is going to see you through the storm, not around it, not over it, not under it, or anything. God is by your side, holding your hand right now, walking with you through the storm to the other side. And you're going to make it. You're going to make it. and you're going to come out of it better. I promise you. But life can sometimes make you feel as if you just want to give up and resentful and filled with hate. Life can make you feel a lack of self-esteem, self-respect, self-control. But we all have choices in life. And we can choose to let life kick us around and keep us down. Or we can choose to take our life and make it better for ourselves and others around us. We can use our mess to be a message to others. Our stories, our mess, connect people. It is through our sharing of our life's experiences, our history with someone else, that we write a history with other people. Have you ever thought about that? It ties us all together. We create emotional ties, and it deepens our relationships. We all have a story to tell. We are the authors of our own book. We have many chapters in our lives throughout our years. And each of us is a chapter in life's big novel as well, the big picture. And thinking of it that way and realizing that we are very important, we are very invaluable chapters in the broad scope of things, helps put our own lives into perspective. Stories give us hope. Gives us hope for ourselves, and our stories give others hope. To see what we have come through, how we have made it through to the other side, and we're doing okay. When we tell other people our life story, it gives others the courage to keep on going, to keep pressing forward, to not to give up. If we can do it, they can do it. If people hear what's happened in our lives and they see how we've come through these difficult times, how we responded to these circumstances, that we ourselves have not given up, how our circumstances have made us stronger and our circumstances have shaped our lives in a positive manner, and we haven't given up to the negative, that we haven't let negativity rule our lives, then other people rejoice with us. They're encouraged to press on in their own lives in a positive way. Be a light, folks. Bring people in. Share the truth. Share your message. This is all a part of being a missionary. Not only are we required to physically help each other, we are required to help one another emotionally and spiritually by sharing our experiences. Each story is a gift. Each story is a treasure to the world. And no two stories will ever be exactly alike. For no two people are exactly alike. So, some will be far more painful and traumatizing than others. But that doesn't make any story less important than the next one. Every story out there from each individual is valuable, is important, will help someone else. It serves a purpose. Some will speak to your heart, and others won't. Some will connect with you, and others won't. In a few short moments, I'm going to go ahead and share my own testimony. I shared my testimony about a year ago when I first went on this retreat, but I want to share it again. I encourage each of you to do the same thing. Share your life experiences with other people. Live with abandon. Do all that you can do, and never doubt your own ability to be a great missionary right where you are right now, to be a great source of healing for another human being. The knowledge and experience, the wisdom you have gained through your years, are all very important and valuable tools for someone else to learn to grow. Learn how to press on. Learn how to be encouraged. So, I just want to share that with you. It's a great tool to help others and pay it forward to keep the ripple of hope going. Your hope and see your response to me. I'm trying to encourage you and to share your story with others. So, hold on just a second. I have someone calling in right now.
And I got cut off.
Hello, everybody. You're live on the Hope Show. Did you mean to make this call?
No, I got something went wrong.
All right, sorry. Take care.
Okay, sorry about that, folks. I really jumbled that up. I got caught up in the call there and kind of lost track of what I was doing there, so I apologize for that mess. I'll try to get back into exactly where I was at there. But do all that you can do. Never doubt your own ability to be a great missionary right where you're at. To be a great source of healing for another human being. The knowledge and the experience and the wisdom that you have gained through the years are all very important and valuable tools for someone else to learn, to grow, to press on, to be encouraged, to be brave and to be bold. It's a great tool to help others to pay it forward and to keep that ripple of hope going for others. Your mess is a message to someone else. You can help people through this. So anyway, you might think whenever you're doing your testimony, if you're thinking about sharing your testimony with somebody else, you know, there might be some things that cross your mind, such things as, like, maybe you don't think you're qualified, or that you would sound foolish, or that you don't want everyone to know your dirty laundry or the skeletons that are in your closet. Maybe you don't want other people to think any less of you. Or maybe you just don't know what to say. Maybe you're scared. Maybe it's intimidating. Maybe you don't want to open up those old wounds and rehash all the pain from the past. Believe me, I have had these same thoughts race in and out of my head as well. And the first time I told my testimony, I was terrified. I was intimidated. But I did it anyway. I faced my fear. I conquered that. And I did it because for all of you folks out there, you know, to help somebody else. If I can just reach one person out there, one person, then I've served a purpose for today. So as I was preparing my show this week, every one of those thoughts came to mind when I was thinking about the first time that I did my testimony. But I wasn't going to let fear stop me from doing what God had called me to do, and that was to share my message. What would my, those things I thought of, what would my audience think of me afterwards? Would I let you down or would I bolster you up? Would I make a complete fool of myself on worldwide radio, or would I be of service to someone else? Would anybody relate to me? Would I connect with anyone? As I mentioned in the beginning of my show, this week's message was inspired by a two-day trip that I took about a year ago to a women's ministry retreat in the Ozarks of Missouri. I know my audience is mixed with believers and non-believers, and I sincerely wish not to offend anyone with my own beliefs, but throughout the months that my shows have aired, I've had listeners from all walks of life. Whether a believer or a non-believer, all of you have shown me love and kindness and respect, and I love all of you for that. I try to show all my listening audience, whatever your beliefs are, the same kind of respect that I would want to be shown myself. Because we are all equally important in this world to one another. The world is a big place, and it is big enough for all of us to live in without animosity. My show is for all of you, no matter what your walk in life is right now. There is enough love in my heart for each and every one of you. And there is a place for you in my show. So what I'm about to say isn't meant to offend anyone or judge anyone. All of you know that I'm a believer, and I try not to judge anyone by their beliefs. because we are all brothers and sisters of one another. We all deserve equal respect. And I love you no matter what your choices are, folks out there. I love you the same. While I was at camp last year, something happened inside of me. If any of you have been to a retreat, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. But something happened inside me. It was a heart thing. It was a God thing. And it deepened and personalized my walk with God in a way that I would never have dreamt of. I felt while I was down there that there were certain barriers that I needed to let go of and to move ahead with God's plan for me. I felt as if I had been holding back for some reason. But that weekend, I was given a vision, a purpose, and everything, it had everything to do with the radio show, with my Hope Show. I invited God to use me in any way that He saw fit to help me reach as many people around the world as I could possibly reach. Use me in any way He saw fit. I invited Him to move through me in a mighty and powerful way, in magnificent ways that surpassed all my understanding. I prayed that He would remove every barrier and guide me in all the ways to do His will with my show. A lot of other things were sent up in prayer, and I won't go into all that in a great detail, but it was a life-changing experience for me. From that moment, doors started opening. I became renewed. And even a year later, this message is being revisited. A friend gave me a connection that ties right into this message about missionaries. A purpose was discovered. It was revealed to me. A vision, a mission, an assignment was given to me. A year ago, I was told to give my testimony. I've been giving my testimony ever since. Today, I'm going to share it again. I'm not going to let fear stop me from ever sharing my story, from ever stopping me with my life purpose. Because if I do, I'm limiting God, and I don't want to do that. When we share our stories, we help others to confess, and it helps them to realize that they are not alone. So, we need to break out of the silence of the pain in our lives. And so after this song, I'm going to go ahead and continue with the show. So I hope you enjoy the show, or the radio, the song that I'm playing.
Torn between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more. Till I found myself face down on your shore. Say, come to the river. Oh, lay yourself down. Let your heart be found. You say, come.
down, and oh, my soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, and I am still and wait here in the silence until